This is Twit.
Facebook, Facebook. So this is an interesting story for a number of reasons. First of all, here's the title. Facebook is seeing more and more app developers go Android first. When I first read that, I was like, oh, yeah, more and more app developers. Wait, Facebook?
Why what? Is Facebook saying
Facebook?
Right.
What in the world? So, you know, it's an interesting story. Facebook in Europe, actually, the person's name is Julien
Cordonneau.
Reports that more and more European developers, at least, are choosing Android first as a development platform over Apple, even though Apple is seen as getting more money for your app, so to speak, you know, in terms of generating more revenue. There's more and more users, of course, on Android. And I think the last thing that they say in the article is probably most telling. He says there's a pattern coming from Eastern Europe. The Russian developers are developing on Android first because of a big audience, and it may and maybe being easier to develop. They like the fact that you could submit a new version of the app every day. With Apple, of course, you have to wait for each new version of the app before it hits the App Store. There's no version approval system for Android. So he says this is a trend I see, and I think it's going to accelerate. We talk a lot about the ungatedness. Is that a word? It is now.
Sure.
Of the submittal process for your applications on Android versus Apple.
How long does it take to get a revision?
Jeannie, you've done this. How long does it take
for Apple to go live in play? Oh, and for Apple?
Yeah.
Oh man, it is a black box. You have no idea. I mean, for me, it's taken 24 hours for a bug fix release to go live, and it's taken as long as, you know, 4 days. And you can't, like, for, you know, for any developer like me who's not a big company, who's not planning a thing, like, you just have no idea. And you get the option to say Apple should release this the moment that they approve it, or they should hold it and let me know as a developer, and then let me manually release it, which is really the only thing you want to do, you know, if you're trying to stage a release, like, as an app developer. But it's just impossible to tell. And, like, at the holidays, like, this time of year, the review process, like, it just shuts down. Like, they just stop reviewing stuff for a couple of weeks because, I don't know, everybody goes on vacation. I don't know. But it's terrible. Like, I say it's terrible just from the perspective of a web developer and someone who is just used to being able to push little bits of code every day and push them live and is a real big. I'm just a big believer in iterating and pushing and deploying constantly, easily, you know, and iteratively. And that you just can't. That model just doesn't work with the iOS App Store. So it's deeply frustrating for me. With the Play Store, you know, you upload a version and it's not instantaneous. It does take some time for it to propagate, like, across their servers. But if I do it before I go to bed, everybody has had the OTA push their device by morning. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. It's just a much better experience. Sorry, I didn't mean to rant, but
no, that's exactly what I was mm-hmm. thinking you were going to say and was hoping you could speak to. And I think that goes, we talk about the application when I think about this, I've submitted apps to on Android, and they just go through, right? I mean, you kind of have to wait for like a few minutes or something, and then it's basically there. It just doesn't take long at all. And I think that if, like you say, if you are writing an app where you want to make changes very frequently and they have to be approved every time in the Apple Store, the App Store, I mean, that is a big drawback. Aside from the fact of the numbers that there's more users on Android and all that, you need to make it, and it's surprising to me too that Apple doesn't get this or chooses not to get it, because they are the convenience king, right? I mean, they want to make things easy. That's why there's only a single button on Apple products, which is retarded. But it's there. And the reason they think that's great is because it's easy. You just hit the button. It's easy. Come on. Hey, I'm Mario. Hey, it's easy. But what you would think that they would get this and make it a lot easier for the developers to submit apps and make updates frequently. And yet they don't do that. So I find that really, really interesting. It seems a little bit backwards. You would think that Android might have this problem and Apple would be the one trying to make it easy, especially for developers to get stuff out on iPhone and iPad. But I don't know.
But often developers are willing to put up with that on iOS because of the monetary
benefits
aspect.
Or assumed benefits.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, is the speed of update enough for to sway developers? Like, is that? Like, I guess I wouldn't have expected that, but it's just something that I haven't considered. before, that update time would be enough to make them go, yeah, I'm going to do Android.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Weird psychological thing that goes on, though. Like, it's like an abusive parent relationship. Like, when you do get approved from the app store, you're like, yes, like, I am worthy as a human, you know?
I knew it.
Really, it kind of just cuts both ways. You know what I mean?
Apple likes me. They really like me.
Like, they have, Jobs has blessed me with his hands. Like, it's this weird feeling. But on the other side of that, the worst is when your iOS app has a bug. You know there's a bug. You're getting hammered with negative reviews. You've written the fix. You've tested the fix. You've submitted the fix, and you're just waiting. You know, you're just like, it's torturous. So it goes both ways. But my experience has always been, with the exception maybe of Xcode, Apple's developer tools are not as good as Google's. Google is a very developer-friendly company, but Apple, I think the Apple argument is that it's protecting users, that it's user-focused. Mm-hmm. So put the onus on the developers to suffer while they wait, for the good of the users. So yeah. I think it's just philosophically a different approach.
Yeah, for sure.
And in case you were wondering what the Facebook tie-in was, I'll get back to that as well. Apparently Facebook has a team of evangelists encouraging Android developers to use Facebook as a way to build and promote their apps. So that's kind of interesting, but that's why there's this tie-in. I wouldn't have gone to Facebook first to try to get this information, but... Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me. It's interesting to think about anyway.
Absolutely.